Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
There you go. You got to turn it on, bro. You know what I'm saying? These things got on and off switches.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Can I get the sounds too, man? Where the sounds at, bro?
I don't understand it, bro.
Call right now, right, Laura? It's time to get after it.
Yeah. Tickets to Kid Cudi's Insano Tour Live, Madison Square Garden, July 23rd. We got that with Pusha T and Jaden.
Shout out to that last record right there. That record was fire, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Kiz Daniel.
Shout out to Africa.
Facto. We're about to get into Lord Never Loses coming up. The Mega Millions at 977 million. Anybody playing?
Oh, my God.
Smack. You got anybody playing?
Do you guys play? I think I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
977 million.
Bro.
It's basically a belly, huh?
I mean, even a billion ain't a billion after tax. Yeah, right. But it's still more money than you could spend in a lifetime.
That's what it sounds like. It is. I mean, a dollar and a dream, right? Or is it $2?
It's a lot of dollars.
I think it's $2.
It's like $2 and a dream.
You know what? There's an app, man. It's called the Jackpocket app. You can play in the app.
Oh, really? It's an official, like, lottery app?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's got all the different lotteries, but I think Mega Millions is in there.
Okay.
For sure. So you can go get that joint. It's Hebrew Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. You know, the forecast has shifted a little bit. It was supposed to rain on Sunday. Now it's saying sun, partly cloudy, and some wind on Sunday. Rain all day Saturday, which is much, much better.
I'm thinking of what would I do if I had that money?
Would you still come to work? That's always the question,
because,
right?
You'd be
in Phuket.
I would buy us a state-of-the-art studio.
Let's go.
That would be a
terrible... Extra plush.
You know what I would do if you did that?
Congratulations. You played
the
show.
The button.
No, but I would do a lot of charitable work, though.
You'd be like Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. She just gave like 20
million. Mackenzie
gave 20 million HBCUs, throwing around another few hundred million at some other.
She's fire, bro. She's so fire. She's like, we're going to put this money to work.
I'm sure she's got to spend it. Here's the thing, though. And I'm not mad. I'm just letting y'all know just the lay of the land.
Yeah.
When you see somebody give away that much money to charity, it's a tax write-off.
Right.
Which is completely okay.
Yeah, because she could have bought herself a giant yacht. You know what I mean?
And some billionaires do that. They'll buy some sort of asset.
Yeah.
And try to get the value out of it and write that off in that way. I think certain things you get to write off. But at any rate, glad she's doing it. But just know.
Yeah.
Charity work. Is a great tax write-off.
Yeah.
To 501c3s and things like that.
And it's not the first time she's done it. You know, she's done this multiple times.
Down in Miami, have you seen this headline? Bro. 250 Miami spring breakers arrested despite new rules.
What is wrong with you? You deserve it. You know.
Well,
they told you no. Are you over there wilding out?
Well, there were people who already had their travel book maybe when they got the word.
What was
and
the new rules?
And the new rules was, late drinking in the street, certain curfew rules, certain parking rules. I don't know all of the rules.
Right.
But they definitely made it clear that they did not want the same behavior as years before.
I saw some videos, Ebro, of people, like, on the strip just wilding. You know what I mean? Like,
they didn't get the memo.
They didn't get the memo. And then cops come and it's like, what did you... They told you they were going to target you.
250 people?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
The city of New York, we got to run through this today. Have you guys seen the quality of life survey that was done on New York City?
No.
Yeah, the numbers are dropping, man. I think it's like only 30% of people surveyed said that the quality of life in New York is good.
That makes sense.
But A, that's based on people surveying. But also B, you gotta, I just gotta let you know once again, they don't really want regular folks here, man.
It feels like it, right?
You say that every single time.
Because it's like,
it feels, yo, you know how much I, you know how much like I paid in, so yesterday, y'all know about the Easy Pass thing I've been going through, right?
That's right.
Kind of find out I owed Port Authority, I have violations going back to like 2022 I didn't know about. Because when I check on my Easy Pass, whether it's New York or New Jersey account,
right,
I didn't even know Port Authority had its own thing. So hit me with the button, right? I didn't ever even knew that.
Were you able to check Port Authority now?
No, no, no. I you can go online and check your violations. You can go to the, I think it's like PANYNJ.com. You can go on there, look up violations. I didn't even know this was a thing. Type in your license plate, and, but you got to have the date of the violation. But if you're just looking for violations, you got to like, I had to go like day by day until violations started popping up,
that's
working
trash
through the calendar. Because I don't have a violation. Because if I had a violation and I knew about it, I'd have paid it.
So but anyway, it's not company. Like a normal website where you could just pop in your name, hey.
Or pop in your license plate and it pops up all the things. No, no, no. You have to figure out the date.
Bro, they just want to get you.
Figure out the
but anyway, I finally get somebody on the phone.
Okay.
And I end up having to pay the full amount. You know why? Because Port Authority doesn't remove the fines and fees. Or they don't remove the fees. Easy Pass New Jersey will remove the fees. Easy Pass New York will remove the fees.
And you mean like MTA, late fees? And-
no, like, so boom, if they hit you, like, for instance, you come through the Lincoln Tunnel, $16, right?
That's right.
If you don't pay the toll, they tack on, I think, another $70 or $75.
Okay.
As a fee.
So that fee got you.
If you call Easy Pass New Jersey or Easy Pass New York, they'll waive the fees and you just pay the toll.
Okay.
If you call MTA Bridges and Tunnels, by the way, which is a whole separate agency, all right, which is separate from Easy Pass New Jersey, Easy Pass New York, and Port Authority. If you call them, they might give you a 30% break.
Okay.
On the fees. Port Authority doesn't negotiate.
This is what you all just got to pay.
So you're paying an extra fee.
So you're paying the extra fee regardless.
Got you.
Okay, so were you able to clear up everything?
Yeah, yeah, no, I cleared up everything. You know, I had to just pay $8,000.
Congratulations. What? You played yourself.
Bro. That's crazy.
To get the registration on my car back active.
For a ticket, that was like $800.
Well, no, the total tolls, yeah, accumulated to like $800 over several years.
Right, but the...
Of it not reading my thing or the time that I had changed my credit card, but and it lapsed for like 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm focused on the ticket was about $800 and your fees were $8,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I can see why they say the quality of life is low.
So you wonder why the quality of life is down.
Doesn't feel so great.
But how is it that certain agencies will waive fees, but like how?
The whole thing is a racket, Ebro.
How?
The whole thing. You know how many people are listening to right now that are going through something similar? It's ridiculous.
And people yo, can't
and
be
me and Jazz 8, was talking, me and the wife was talking, and she was like, yo, could you imagine it's a regular person?
Yes.
They're not going to be able to, like, you can't drive. But that goes to, back to quality of life.
Yes.
That goes to the price of the tolls in general. They don't want regular folks, hardworking folks in this city.
Yeah, that's so trash.
So trash.
They just don't.
We built this city.
I mean, if you think that.
Congratulations.
All right.
You played yourself.
We made it live.
I know. Yeah, it was past tense. Because they don't want that no more either. Let's get to the lines. Nakira's on the line. Nakira, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Yo, you realize that. Nakira, how you feel I had to pay $8,000 to Port Authority yesterday?
Oh, God, I feel bad for you, but let me tell you, I can't stand Easy Pass either because they sent me a violation on the app. I paid the violation. 2 months later, they sent me the bill. I tried to fight it, and I didn't realize it was the same violation.
Wow.
Yes.
Wait, so
yes,
did you end up getting out? Did you end up getting out of it, though?
Nope. I paid it, and they said they can't give me back the money.
Wow.
So
what,
you have
disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
But Is it okay?
I mean, we make it okay in our brain so that we don't lose our composure.
That's right.
But it's really
so
not
right
okay.
Right now, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, with this congestion pricing that's coming, being that I'm a teacher, right? I want them to, those teachers that live in Jersey that come to New York to work, you know, to serve the children, I hope they exempt us at least.
I hope they do too. I hope
Thank you.
Yo, if y'all can't take care of teachers and hospital workers should get an exemption for sure.
Exactly.
I think they should too, but guess what? I don't believe in
it. You don't think it's going to happen. Damn it, man.
Exactly.
Chris, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you, man? How's your morning starting off?
I'm good. I'm good. What's up, guys?
We just here, you know, dealing with the dealings.
Whoop-dee-dee, scoop poop.
Like that?
That part.
Now, Nikira, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
I want you to represent me today.
Okay.
Sorry, Laura.
What are we playing for, Laura? What are we playing for?
He all passionate.
Jeez. No, we're playing for tickets to see Kid Cudi's Insano Tour live, Madison Square Garden with Jaden Smith and Pusha T, July 23rd.
All right, now 60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shining with a question.
Question.
Let's play, Laura. Never lose.
All righty.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, which artist and hip hop group will have albums inducted? Ebro.
Oh.
Three. Two.
I know.
One.
Dr. Dre.
Incorrect. We'll have albums inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
That would be De La Soul.
Oh.
That's right.
And Miss Lauryn Hill.
That there you go.
Fact. Yeah. What year was the first iPhone released? Ebro.
The first iPhone.
Ooh.
Three.
2002.
Eight. Incorrect.
It's around there. 2007?
Yeah.
Seven is correct.
I started to say seven. Okay. Hit me with the button. Yeah.
Congratulations. You
played
yourself.
Which artist is starting his own sneaker brand? Laura.
What? No way, bro.
It is J. Cole.
J. Cole is correct. What is the eight-sided shape called?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Eight-sided shape is called an octagon.
Octagon is correct. Which NFL star is in talks to host?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
I just saw this. I just saw this.
I don't know.
I just saw this.
Three.
Damn it, man.
Two. One.
Tom Brady.
Incorrect.
No, it's not Tom Brady.
Russell Wilson.
You can answer, but... No, it is Travis Kelce.
Yeah, he smarter than a fifth grader.
Smarter than a fifth grader.
Yo,
good
man,
job,
hit me with the button.
Sorry, Laura wins.
Nikira, you didn't get it, man. I wasn't on it today.
Okay.
That $8,000 I had to pay Port Authority.
It got me
messed up.
Congratulations, you got these tickets.
Y'all have a good day. Congratulations.
Yo, Chris, you in there, baby? Thank you, Nikira. Great sport, Chris. You in the game, baby.
Hold on, Chris. We're going to get some info from you, okay?
All right,
thank you, guys.
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Well, coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, guys, yes, Lauryn Hill and De La Soul are getting a big...
That's cheap.
A big...
Yo, wait, so she's already doing the news story? it's raggedy, bro.
She's on top of her game. What can you say?
We'll discuss it coming up, Flashing Lights.
Nah, come on.
97 minutes, commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Hebrew Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning. It's time for Flashing Lights.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can feel this
all. All right. So Miss Lauryn Hill and De La Soul are among those being recognized by the Recording Academy this year for their contributions to hip hop and music. So they announced yesterday that the Miss Education of Lauryn Hill and 3 Feet High Rising will be inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame 2024 alongside classics by Donna Summer, Wanda Jackson, and more. So there's a ceremony that's going to take place at the Nova Theater in Los Angeles on May 21st. But Shawnee and I were discussing this, and we were just like, so what does this mean, Ebro? It's like an honorary
mention.
Grammy? Well, like, what? Well, like, what?
I mean, for Lauryn Hill, remember, Miss Education Lauryn Hill won like 7 Grammys in one night, so it's not this. This must just be a commemorative thing to put it. What's it called? What's the title of the thing?
It just says
Hall of Grammy Hall of Fame.
Yes, inductor. Yeah, this says the Grammy Hall of Fame. That's it.
Yeah, I guess look, I don't know all the things that the Grammys has going on, but I'm sure they have museums and they have other stuff. So maybe
that's
this is something like that.
That's probably it.
Honorable mention.
Yeah, but once again, for Lauryn Hill, it's not an honorable mention. I think she won the most Grammys of any woman in one night.
Yeah. Bro, you remember that iconic photo of her holding all her Grammys?
All joints, for sure.
So has De La Grammy?
I don't know if De La Soul has won a Grammy.
But
I'm not about it. Nonetheless, it's great.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Good for hip hop. Keep recognizing. We out here.
And also, in other news, Megan Thee Stallion drops an official date for her Hot Girl Summer Tour. She is going on tour with GloRilla.
Okay. All right now.
So yeah, GloRilla. Dates are officially announced. Honestly, I think it's dope. I'm happy for her. And I love GloRilla.
Megan and Glo?
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. They're coming to New York, Madison Square Garden on May 21st. But the whole, all the tour dates are officially out. So if you just go to Megan Thee Stallion's IG page, you can see all the dates and all the cities that they're hitting up. But I'm excited for them.
Yo, at what point are we going to deal with what was in Page Six News yesterday? Oh, congratulations. You played yourself. It's on the way. I got to give it to whoever leaked the information to Page Six about the quote-unquote changes at Hot 97. And then whoever wrote the Page Six article.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We got to do some work coming up.
We'll talk about it coming up next. But that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7 a.m. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Fuck out of here.
Ooh, high 42 today.
There you go.
We'll feel 17 right now.
It's cold outside, right? It's cold.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Rosenberg, tell me, what is this thing you were just talking about? Put us on.
Well,
a light phone.
Well,
what
why? Because I'm not in business with them yet. But I would like to be one day. But it's
all right. Don't tell me that. Is that the brand?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
sorry.
But it's a concept too, right? And no, I shot the brand out because they've been trying it for a long time, and they're a New York brand. Mm-hmm. They're called the Light Phone. They're based in Brooklyn. I have never used it. I've been tempted multiple times to use it, and basically, it's a phone that has. The Light Phone, the second one they have, they're between them right now. They've been sitting on the second one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They have, it has phone, it has text, it has maps, and you can load MP3s on it, like old school. And it has a headphone jack and Bluetooth for headphones. And it just doesn't have anything social in any way
on
the
internet,
phone.
No internet, no email.
There's no browser.
It has to have for maps. It's got to have something to get pull up a map.
Oh, no. It has internet ability for sure. I don't know about email.
Right.
The main thing it's obviously fighting against is anything social related.
Right.
Anything that gets you scrolling on your phone is meant
we're
to
still,
not be
We're
there.
Still all just deleting the apps. That's too difficult.
It's not possible. Honestly, it's not possible.
To delete an app?
No.
Why? And it's probably better for your teenage kid if you're trying to censor.
But don't
get
but
you
they
one
have,
of these phones.
But don't, first of all, if you want to get your phone, if you need your kid to have a phone and it's not for them to be cool with their friends.
Right.
There are phones that exist.
Yeah, that are
just regular phones.
Yeah. Right, no, and this would be that.
Like, you can still just buy a flip phone. or whatever. There's people out here who still have no Kias.
Yeah, the extra thing that would make the Lite phone cool in theory is that you can use it in conjunction if you also have a smartphone, keep the same number, but be like, I'm going away for the weekend. I'm just taking this. But it's the same number and everything. Right, I'm just not bringing the rest with me. But I talked to them yesterday.
And why do you say deleting apps doesn't work?
Because that's like telling a heroin addict, just leave the heroin at home. You know what I'm saying? You don't need the heroin. I really believe that. Like, we are that addicted. We're addicted.
But wouldn't a part of this be like, and I'm too old to relate, right? Like, some days I post, some days I can go multiple days and not post.
Bro,
right?
you say this.
Well, like the whole weekend, I didn't post. I didn't. I was too busy.
New newborn, bro. Can you hit Ebro with the button? He's hit with the button, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hobby up, playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I think you want this with me.
Playing yourself.
No, because
I think you
want
to do this with me.
Because
I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this. No. I'm seriously ready for this.
I think you should have time right now because you have a newborn.
No. I think
no Twitter. You think you could really just leave it on your phone and never open it?
Absolutely.
I only open Twitter to check trends for the show.
Laura doesn't tweet at all.
And at nighttime. Because
Laura's cracked. We all have different preferences.
No, that's cocaine.
She's on the scrolling IG. I can watch her scroll. Yeah.
But my point is, at a certain point, and I don't have a problem with what you're saying, because there are people who are addicted to the phone.
That's what I mean.
The first step would be them admitting they're addicted before they can even get to what you're saying.
Yeah.
To even go, you know what, I'm going to put this down because I have a problem. So you'd have to admit you have a problem.
Correct.
That's part one. Part two, if you've admitted you have a problem and you can't delete the app, I don't know if you can even put your phone down to jump to a new phone.
I don't know either. By the way, the guy told me the other day, because I've deleted the apps many times and then I just end up re-downloading them a few days later.
But I don't think you would if your job wasn't your job.
That's what we say, though, but I feel like it's an excuse for myself. I feel like it. Do I really need to promote the stuff that I do? Really?
Honestly, do I?
Does WWE need me to promote WrestleMania? Like, I feel like you're good.
But it's not even WWE, but you have 9 podcasts.
But, like, the podcast ones, I guess that one's helpful. But honestly, even after a little while with that, you're telling the same people
this?
Over and over again.
How about this? I mostly don't even post this show. And I don't even control the post for
your
Apple show.
No, exactly.
Someone else does it.
Right.
Right, you're not even doing it for work.
I get collaborative links from you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that either.
I agree. But I know I have a problem.
And the only reason I don't post is because I hate the studio, and I'm not even sure I love the way our frame, the things look, the videos that get created by our video department. Right. But
what I would think is nothing related to Instagram, honestly. I would think the thing that you are slightly in denial about your connection to is reading Twitter. You'll say it's all for the show.
I read, absolutely.
But you'll always say it's under the guise of I'm prepping. I don't think it's all prepping.
But for instance, I think you need that. Well, for instance, yesterday, I didn't work all day yesterday. I took the whole afternoon off yesterday. I ended up posting for Selassie's 1 month because I got a photo shoot from her mom literally spent the entire day doing a photo shoot.
By the way, your post was mad late. I'd already celebrated on Jazz's post.
So let me hit you with the button. I wasn't even there all day. Your photos are cute, but I already saw this. I already showed it to Natalie.
She'd already seen it.
But to my point, I wasn't there all day.
But IG's not your crack. Your crack is more Twitter than IG.
I don't even know if that's true either. I scroll more on IG because I enjoy the visual. The Twitter feed for me is really, like Laura said, it's mostly just news and what's happening, and I don't really like it all the time.
Listen, if you are among the few that are not truly addicted and use it, God bless you. I'm not here to fight you and tell you
you're
wrong.
Well, no, but I think the first step.
I know for me, it's an issue. I struggle with it. I don't want to be doing it. And I'm like, why am I doing it?
Right. And I think even more so for teenagers. It's their whole life.
They're built into it, Sean. And their brain's being reprogrammed.
So here's another thing. The teenage kids around me, right, which are my nieces and nephews, my brother's kids, and my god kids.
Yes.
They're not on it like that. Now,
that's true.
Granted, you know, they're on video games, they playing 2K, they're playing Fortnite, they're on other things, but they're not on the social like that. Not that. Saying that that's not true. I'm just saying for the them. Teenagers in my sphere.
Hey, listen, maybe teenagers. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I have that same experience as Ebro. Like, most of the kids around me, they're not even in it like that either. They go, okay. They don't really care for it like that.
Now, that may be so. Maybe. But by the way, the guys, that may be so. But I would argue and suggest, in the cases of them, not all of them, some of them I'm sure are just fine. Mm-hmm. In many cases, even if they're not on it every day, the damage has been done. The way that they view themselves, the dysmorphia, the validation desperation, all of this stuff has already, it's been woven in since they were 11, whether they're on it right now or not.
I will assert this. That for those that it has affected like that, I think it's very real. But socially, the engagement with technology goes all the way back to Sega, goes all the way back to video games, goes all the way back to kids like literally staying up all night long playing video games, which we're also a part of that generation too.
Yeah.
Right? Like that we have to engage in a thing. We can't put it down. We're addicted to a thing that is not necessarily healthy for you.
Yeah.
So it still goes back to that same point. You have to first admit that you have an addiction or that there's a problem in your house before you can even get to, I'm going to put said thing down. I need a phone that has a map, a text, and an email.
Right.
But like, you still got to make that conscious step. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that if you can't delete an app
that
off
you'll be
your
able
phone,
to make the step.
That you'll still be able to make that jump.
Well, listen, when my relationship with my ex-wife blew up and I was like going through stuff, I literally took everything off of everything for over 6 months. Mm-hmm. There was no IG, there was no Twitter, there was no nothing. And you definitely feel symptoms of legitimate, I do at least, like at first you're kind of like, kind of have withdrawal from it. Mm-hmm. And then you settle into it. And then it's kind of
but
a tough time to look at myself because I was miserable. But had I not been miserable,
thing.
It was nice.
But okay. Here's another thing. In my formidable years, I think about this a lot. I didn't have a social technology thing.
Yeah, of course.
I wasn't on iMessage. Never did that before.
No, AIM?
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I never did that. I never did MySpace. I was on MySpace, but I was already in radio, and I got there because there was, like, new artists on there, and I thought it was stupid. I was never on Facebook because I never understood the difference between Facebook and MySpace. Like, I used to get in arguments with people, like, Facebook is totally different. I'd be like, I don't understand. So maybe that's also why I see it different, because it hasn't really been a part of my life, and I didn't even get on Twitter until Lil Wayne came at me around Summer Jam in 2012 when you and Nick. That's literally when I got on Twitter. Was when you and Nicki Minaj got into it at Summer Jam. Was when I started social media. So it's really your fault.
I knew this. Anyway, this wasn't meant to be about you anyway. This is about a broader conversation.
Yeah. No. You made it about me.
No.
I said, can't you just take the app off the phone? You said, you can't do that. You can't do that.
I didn't mean it.
And I was like, I absolutely can't.
Sorry, I didn't even mean you. By the way, I meant the proverbial. You're in a very sensitive space. Yeah. I definitely meant proverbial you. You can't do that. I mean, all of us. It's a struggle. And you know what? If we do it after 8 o'clock, I would be curious how many people out there right now sit around in their relationships at night, and one of the big frustrations is them and their partner just sit
and
on the phone scrolling in the same room.
I would add into that, people who listen to us right now that don't have social media at all.
Oh, I love them. Love those people.
They're the minority.
But they're definitely the minority.
Yeah.
Not on social media.
I think
media.
It's a healthy option.
I've heard people say something's wrong with him. He doesn't have social media. Oh, something's he's hiding wrong. Something. Something's happening. Yeah. Or she's hiding something.
I agree with them.
The largest population on the planet is Facebook. It's the largest population on the planet.
Yeah, but here's the plot twist. Yeah. The other headline is only 30% of the people who have a Facebook page actually engage with it.
Is that true too?
You can Google it.
It's still a huge number.
It's a huge number, but you can look at Twitter too. They say most people on Twitter just look. They don't tweet.
Yo, isn't it crazy though that as unhealthy as we know it is, and studies continue to come out and show how unhealthy people's relationship is with the phone, no one will do anything about it. But when it's TikTok, and no one here is making money off of it. They're like, yo, we could put a ban on this real quick.
Congratulations.
Wait, what are you talking about? They didn't care about opioids either.
Well, that's because they were making money.
Yeah, until it was time to care about it, and then it was like, you know what, we got to do something.
Yo, my friend brought this up yesterday, it's so true. You remember how quickly they got Four Loko up out of here?
Oh, Four Loko got out of here.
Yo, there was no Four Loko lobby. There was nobody. Right. But I think
you could still buy Four Loko somewhere.
But still, it got really knocked down. The congressmen and senators, they never had a Four Loko before.
True.
They got it up out of here.
Well, it wasn't made by China.
Exactly. But it wasn't made by China.
It wasn't. If it were made by China.
Anyways, I'll let you guys know how this experience goes.
With the light phone.
But yeah, they told me, I talked to them this week. They said they're working on the next model. They said the biggest problem they have with the previous ones they've done is that it's not the most up-to-date speed. It feels more like a Kindle. It's slow.
Gotcha.
They said their next one's going to have a camera, mm-hmm. and it's going to have the regular pace of like a fast phone.
And does it look like a smartphone? Visually, like... As opposed to a flip phone or whatever.
It's like in between. It looks dope. It actually was kind of, you know, they did a collab I saw a year ago with PG Lang. The Kendrick's company, Kendrick and Dave Free.
Yeah.
They did like a limited 250 phones, Kendrick, which is very Kendrick, right? Kind of being removed from
Twitter. That's a great option. Media.
I'm gonna give it a shot. I'll let you guys know.
Let us know. Speaking of congratulations, you played yourself. According to Page Six, Funk Flex, who founded the Breakfast Club.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Is also moving to the PM Drive time slot, and apparently our girl Nessa's pissed off about it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Appropriate bomb.
That was well done.
Scene.
That was well done. I can't validate any of these changes today, but I wouldn't say that they're not true. I will say it's not true that Nessa's upset at Flex.
Congratulations.
That's not true.
And I know for sure that Flex did not invent the Breakfast Club.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No, it actually... With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Well, first of all, the funniest thing about the article was it says, Funkmaster Flex, who founded the network... I went, first of all, no one refers to one local radio station as a network. I've never heard that in my life. It's not a thing. We're not a network.
We're not a radio station.
Number two, Flex didn't found it. He's been around since the very beginning.
He got hired like the rest of us.
And then it says...
But he was a founding member. How about that? A founding...
If that was terminology you used in radio, then yes, it would be true. There's so many ways you could have verbalized it correctly. The first true star. Like, there's things that you could have... Yeah. All these things. But then they said at the end, yeah, and you know, Hot 97, which is home to things like the famous Breakfast Club. I'm like, oh, this is unfortunate.
But that just shows you how much people don't care about radio. They don't even know that Power 105 is a thing. They think it's Hot 97 or whoever wrote this.
Oh, that's all the time.
That's all the time. I mean, look, this is DJ Envy. You got Paul Rosenberg and Lauren Stiles.
We got to stop.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I had not seen this. Someone made a logo. And they made you Envy, and they made me Paul, and they made you...
Lauren.
I don't know who Lauren is. I don't know.
They could have used at least Lauren London. I don't know who that lady is they used.
She's like, was in a girl group with Camila Cabello. What was it?
Fifth Harmony?
Yes.
They just reached for any London they could, Lauren they could find. Yes.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Oh, I got to hit myself with a button. I paid $8,000 to get my...
Yo!
Congratulations. Wow. You played yourself.
Check this out, Cash. You'll love this as the Easy Pass update. So you know how like you get a Easy Pass, you miss the toll or whatever, they hit you with the fine. So you go, let's say the toll's $2 and they tack on another $75, whatever it is. You come through the Lincoln Tunnel, Holland Tunnel, whatever, it's $16, $13, depending on what's cracking at the time. And then they tack on the fee on top of that.
Right.
Well, all the other agencies, Easy Pass New York, Easy Pass NJ, and MTA Bridges and Tunnels, mm-hmm. well, MTA Bridges and Tunnels will only waive like 30% of the fees.
Okay.
Easy Pass New York and Easy Pass New Jersey will waive all the fees. You just pay the tolls, going about your life.
Okay.
Port Authority doesn't negotiate on the fees.
Wow.
Period.
Oh, no.
So you have to pay...
You got to pay all of it. I found this out also. There's a website. Did you guys know that there was a Port Authority New York, New Jersey website?
No. Go ahead. Okay.
You can go to said website, and you can type in your license plate. Mm. Problem is, if you've never gotten the actual thing in the mail and you don't know the ticket number, or the date that you got the violation, I literally had to go, you know how you like set the date on the calendar? I typed in my license plate and I literally had to go day by day backwards, manually, because I don't have I don't know the date.
Yo.
To find the fines, man.
That's why you had to take the whole day off yesterday.
Yo. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Finally got a hold of somebody at Port Authority. Really nice lady. She.
But the only way was to fork over $8,000
to get my registration on my car back.
There was no fighting.
She said,
we don't waive fees. I didn't know who else to talk to. What else was I going to do? I need my car.
Wow.
Well, what was my only other option? Like, stand my ground and, like, what?
No.
And talk to who? About what?
I guess you're right, man.
Well, who do I talk to? Where
do I go? That's
so
ass, though. That's so... I'm sorry. That sucks. $8,000. That's a whole other car. You could have bought a new car.
Bro, that's a mortgage payment, bro. Yo, and by the way, I want to remind everybody, the actual tolls that I owed was like $700, going all the way back to like 2021, by the way. That I didn't even know I had. But the fees,
yo, Ebro, they
were $8,000.
The city of New York thanks you.
Yo, by the way, I don't think this is going to go towards, like, you know, some art program in the city or a donation.
No, you don't think?
Nope.
It's going to go to someone's overtime or them scrubbing the walls in the tunnel. That's what it's going to go to. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I don't know if I should be talking about this. Parenting thing gets a lot of judgment. A lot of judgment.
That's right.
Can't really, you know, talk about your style of parenting without judgment. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to a 1-month-old.
Yeah, because it's abuse.
What?
So how do we get all the way there?
Well, you know what he's going to talk about.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't even do anything. What are you talking about?
Shawnee jumped all the way out the window.
I'm just being psychic. Go ahead, continue.
Is that the judgment you're talking about?
Yeah.
He can read it.
All I was going to say was, you know, last night, Selassie was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let me see how long she's going to let you cry for. I hit the timer on it.
Mm-hmm.
She cried for 3 minutes and went back to sleep.
Mm. Okay.
That was all I was going to say, but I knew people would judge me, but I didn't know it would go as far as abuse.
Abuse, neglect.
Yeah. Laura, but it's facts, though, most, right?
Yes, yes, yes. They're so, so judgmental. It's like whenever you see all those like mommy blogs and you see the comments are disgusting.
You can't do
people
that.
People are mean, right?
People do are this. Mean and disgusting.
But anyway, so... You know, last night, because we let her cry, or because so cool. Her mom was absolutely against it. I was like, it's 3 minutes. Like, what are we talking about?
It feels like a long 3 minutes.
It definitely does, but that's why I timed it, so that I could show her.
I guess it was just 3 minutes.
Was she pacing back and forth? Like,
oh, she went in another room.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously, a woman, it's not as if Selassie's going to learn to sleep train. You can't sleep train a child. She has no memory of yesterday. Like, she's 1 month old. She doesn't know. It's not like I'm... But I was just like, yeah, she's... But she definitely knows if she makes noise, she's getting picked up.
Yeah.
She definitely knows that.
Very smart.
Very savvy.
Yeah.
Or, here's my favorite she's already doing. If Jazz is holding her, and I walk in the room, she fakes like she's asleep.
What?
She'll close her eyes and get quiet. And Jazz will be like, look, she's doing it again.
She's like,
because she knows if I pick her up, I'm a swaddler, I'm a bouncer and try to put her to sleep. If she's with mom, she's sitting closer to the milk. She can smell the breast milk. You
vibes.
Know, it's more of a pleasant situation
it's
when
vibes.
You're sitting with mom. But if I play sleep, then I'm not going to get given to dad.
Here he comes.
Party pooper.
Here comes this mean, hairy animal. Let me just go to sleep.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me fake like I'm asleep. Maybe he'll leave.
That's why she gave up after 3 minutes. She was like, I bet you he's doing this. Mommy would have came and got me.
But at any rate, we got sleep from like 9 p.m. until about midnight.
That's okay. Good.
And then we got another batch of sleep from like 1 till 5:30 this morning.
That's actually really good.
That's good luck.
That's really
and
good.
And mom's been on the verge.
Wait, does she wake up and stare at him like, you good? You breathing? Put it a little.
No, she's just holding the baby and just like, it's not going well. You know, moms know. Where it's like I'm at the end. I don't have anything. I'm breastfed all day. I'm exhausted.
Different type
need
of
a break.
Exhaustion.
So I was like, listen, let her cry for a second. She'll doodle. You know, they get the grunts out when they cry. They doodle real good. You know what I mean? They get tired and they fall asleep.
Where to lay the law down?
I don't know if I did. I'm trying to
take control.
Tonight's a new night, bro.
I know. You won the battle.
We got one night out of... She's been alive for a month. I think we've won, no lie, 3 nights.
Yo, she's killing you guys.
27-3 is a blowout.
Yo, a blowout.
27-3 is not good.
The boss lady.
She's been alive for a month. He's testing her.
I called her that on your post. I was like, look, there's the boss lady.
He's waited a while. That's actually not bad for you, bro. I'm surprised he doesn't talk about it like she's a year old already.
Exactly.
I mean, she's a year old. Time to grow
your
up.
Game up.
You've been around here a year already.
You still doodling on yourself with part of the game is that?
Yeah. When are you putting on regular underwear?
To let her cry, she'll take a good dump.
He said,
scream for a little bit. You'll get all them grunts and gas out.
I mean, he's right. But, yeah.
Call right now. It's time to beat the buzzer. But DJ John is here.
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Now, DJ John, your segment has been suspended until further notice or until we run out of cash, really.
I hope they run out of cash soon.
So you mean to tell me you think people would prefer to call and stump you with a question other than get free money?
What?
That's where your mind is.
I'm a delight. I'm a joy.
I will say this.
They could call John Wynn and get a Metro card. You think they're going to take that over money?
But with John, they know they're going to win, though. There is an upside there.
Yeah, and hold on. You get an actual physical experience. Like,
that's true.
Physical. Like a ticket to a show.
Tangible experience.
Okay. Yeah. Tangible. You take a lady, you take your friend.
Yeah.
This is just, you know, you're going to use...
Just money.
Yeah, it's just money you use on a bill.
Who wants that?
Yeah, who wants the money?
Who wants cash in their hands?
But... Money is $20.
Money is what?
I can't believe we got money to give away.
Yeah, he said pretty nice.
Beat the buzz of the game. If you've listened to the radio station for any period of time, we do every year. I think every year around this season, I feel like this game comes around. It's basically we're paying you to listen, just so we're clear, because we know you're going to tune in at around 7. Mm-hmm. We do it again at 8. We do it at noon. I'm not sure who's on the air at noon here, but...
We don't know.
Listen, somebody will be to help you beat the buzzer. And then again at, I believe, 4 and 5. Do I have the times right, or is it 3 and 4?
I think 3 and 5.
Who knows? Somebody look it up.
We 7, don't have 8, noon, 3 and 5?
We'll go with that. Yeah, that's a good feel.
John, you might want to get this right.
No, you said it, so I'm just saying, you know,
No, actually, you said it first.
No. But also, with today's money, you get a pair of Summer Jam tickets, baby.
Oh, yeah. Doja Cat, Offset, Sexy Red, 4-1, Red Man, Method Man. It's going to be a situation June 2nd, UBS Arena.
Wow.
And we'll all be in there. Will we all be in there? Who works here now?
We don't know.
Who's we all?
And who is we?
I guess we might see at USB Arena.
I think it's UBS.
UBS? Yeah.
USB Arena.
We have to get to the game. I mean, I'm just sitting here.
I'm actually literally
waiting for the phone lines. Because, now we're talking about USB Arena. I can't do it.
USB? Plug it in.
Christina, you know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes, I am.
You know how to play the game.
Yes, I do. I played before and I won.
So you're back.
All right.
Let's get to this money again.
Does she qualify?
She probably got like two or three phones or something. How many phones you got ringing over there, Christina?
One.
And you still got back three.
But you've won a lot of contests in your life, haven't you?
Nope, only one. It's just the fact that I listen to you guys every morning.
That's it.
Yay.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. Fox, friends of the show. Christina, nice. Now I'm not quite sure. This is the first time we're playing Beat the Buzzer in this season, this year, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't quite mapped how to cheat for you yet, okay?
So you're okay.
So you're kind of on your. We're all on our own here.
It's the first one.
It's the first one.
I mean, you just not gotta. You just can't be greedy. So
here we go. Here we go. It is time for Christina to beat the buzzer.
Okay.
$10.
Uh-uh.
$100.
All right.
$110. $150. $550.
Take it! Take it!
I'm
going to
take it.
Yeah.
Take
that.
$550,
baby.
There you go.
That's good money right there.
That's good. That's money.
Christina, you got $550. Plus, you're going to Summer Jam 2024.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah.
You're super lit. You got money.
Thank you so much.
Going to Summer Jam.
Wow.
Christina.
See now? I triple win now because this is like 2-1. And then the last time, that makes 3 times.
There you go, Christina.
Yo,
get
look
them
at
wins,
that.
B.
Thanks, Christina. Hold
Hang on.
Yo,
I love that right there. That was a good. Let's see where this was going.
Oh, yeah,
let's see where
this was going. Curious.
$560.
All right. Hey. She got $550.
$570.
All right.
Playing around.
$800.
Oh, my bad. Damn.
$900.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
$550 is still nice, though.
All right.
It jumped up.
LLJ Cool J.
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Chance the Rapper actually released a snippet of a new song, but it got a lot of mixed feelings and because they are not really, people are not exactly too happy about the message. But I'll let you hear it and we'll discuss coming up Flashing Lights.
Connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Flashing lights. Laura.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for
All right, so Chance the Rapper released a snippet of new music on Instagram. Now, he provided very little information about the official release of the track, blah, blah, blah. But people were very, let's just say some people were disappointed and some people were cheering about the message.
All of this dope. Should have stayed low. Fans want to pick up my face. Bigger the case, the bigger the... Bigger the case, the bigger the case, the bigger the coat. Bigger the wave, the bigger the boat. Bigger the wave. I ain't telling no niggas go vote. I ain't telling no niggas go broke. I'm just telling my niggas get guns. I'm just telling my niggas to vote.
I mean, it's just, he's just, it's just a line, though. It's hard to know what the context is overall. Maybe he's mocking. Maybe he's...
Yeah, we don't know.
It sounds like a mock only because the type of song he's rhyming over isn't the normal style of music he makes. It sounds like he's
even his
purposefully
voice.
Trying to sound like more of the, how dare I say, ignorant rap that's available in the, you know...
That didn't sound like him. It sounds like he was doing an impression.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I buy that that's actually what he...
But it's good marketing.
It is good marketing.
It's good troll.
Yeah. It gets people to talk about it.
It gets people going.
It gets the people going. It gets the people going.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:01, a high of 42 degrees today, mostly clear. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Mega Millions is at $977 million.
saying.
Damn, what we man.
Doing? I mean, I don't know what y'all doing, but at my house, I'm going to get that text that say, make sure you play.
Facts.
I'm getting that text today.
I already got it.
And you can do this
like
online.
Literally, right before you said that.
You can really? Do this online?
Yeah.
Why? Because your wife plays and she makes sure you play.
She was like, yo, it's almost a Billy.
Gotta play.
The text.
Would you tell people? Would you tell people? Would you hide your identity? What would you
of
do?
Of course.
You
no. can't, though. I'm telling everybody.
Putting a mask on. Care.
I'll put a mask on.
I'm not.
Oh, mask on.
Why would you?
I'm not. Well, look, I'll come up here and tell y'all
this,
I want.
But this is exciting. Shawnee's finally putting a mask on.
Exactly.
Hi, yo.
Did I ever say that I hate you guys?
Yeah.
I've said that before.
You set it up. It was too easy.
UQHD,
UQHD,
HD1, Hero in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
You can stay back. Yo, man. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in with 97 Minutes Commercial Free. You can beat the buzzer right after the Gurus today coming up. Every day, 7 and 8 a.m. on this program, you get paid for just listening, man.
Man, are you kidding me?
And then if you don't get the money you want, you're guaranteed to get some Summer Jam tickets.
There you go.
We'll be in the building.
There you go. Fire.
Now, with all the reported changes taking place at the radio station, Hot 97, you'll be in the building. I'm not sure who else will, though.
Yo. That's big facts, what you just said.
Nah, I don't know if people are actually losing jobs, but they say their shifts are moving around. According to Page Six, was that the Post?
Yes, that's the Post.
And I don't even know if that's believable, because they also said that Funk Flex invented the Breakfast Club.
No, they say he invented the radio station, and the radio station has the Breakfast Club.
Got it.
Which, people mix that up a lot.
Which is,
it's still raw. It's still very raw.
Now, the question we have at hand... comes courtesy of Rosenberg, because you're working on a phone that you would like to have that enables you to take your SIM card, put it into another phone so you could just have phone, text, maps, and if you can't get off the apps and things. Well, correct?
That is it. I'm looking for just the, you know what I mean, the basic. It's called the light phone, but it's basically just a phone with nothing on it. And my hope was to at least start out being like, yo, on weekends, I put my phone away.
Yeah.
And I just use this. It's in my pocket. If someone calls me, I have it. If my mom needs me, whatever. My wife's out, she called. But besides that, I don't. First thing when I told my wife, she was like, yo, don't ask to use my phone.
She was like, I'm not doing this.
Well, not, no. She, yeah, exactly. She was like, she, you know, like most people, she's like, I'm fine. But if you have a problem, good for you.
Right.
But,
well, the other part, too, and we don't know this company. I don't know. They hopefully will have phones that have the eSIM in it. Right, because, you know, the new iPhones don't have a SIM card. There is no SIM card.
But this current phone doesn't have? Which not, one? Oh, you mean, 14, I don't have the newest 15s. Phone. I don't have the newest phone.
I have a 14. Well, not... Do I have a 14? I forget what I have. But I don't have a SIM card.
Got it. So, they have a list on their website of all the phones they're compatible with. I forget whether I have a SIM card in here or not. I got to look. But either way, I think
Let me see. Let me see the side. Does it have the little hole in it?
It has the little, this thing.
Yeah, there's no SIM card.
You can't open that and pull out a SIM card?
Not if there's a hole. Not if there's a hole.
No.
You got to be able to pop it open.
Hey, yo.
All right.
You
got
to be able to bust it open.
You got way, yo.
All right, so what are we asking the people?
So the question I have for people is, because when it came up earlier, I'm not going to say Ebro was downplaying the problem.
No, I was just saying, hey, if it's that bad, why don't you just delete the apps? And you're saying people ain't going to do that.
I don't think people
simplifying it.
I don't think people will do that. And what I'm asking is, if you're listening right now, do you think there's a problem in your house? Like at night, being realistic, are you and your partner just sitting in the same space, both scrolling on your phone? And do you ever look up and go, this is whack, and then find yourself doing it again the next day?
That's right.
Because I think this is a real thing. Yeah. Like people sit around just scrolling.
Now, that right there absolutely happens in my house. That absolutely happens in my house. And then not necessarily just with me, but even deeper than that, when Jazz is like, I want to go to sleep, I was like, well, put your phone down.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And
then, like, people complain that they can't sleep, but you won't turn things off and put your phone. Like, what are we even talking
about? My man does that all the time. Ricardo is like, just scrolling. I'm like, you're not even stopping and reading. You're scrolling.
Yeah, that's real.
He's like, put your phone down. And he's just like, but I'm bored. I'm like, well,
close your eyes and go to sleep.
And you're not really, this isn't making you less bored. Yo, y'all ever notice when you get like, and you call, 1-800-223-9797. That
can you not put your phone down?
Yeah, can you or your partner not put your phone down?
And I want to add to that, just sidebar. If you're listening right now and you don't even use social media, because I one of the great things I love about what we do every day is we're actually talking to people who, be honest with you, they're probably too busy to even be on social media.
I know that does happen too. Well, that's what you believe, and I believe you're right. There's some people.
There's some people who are just like, I have a Facebook page, but I never got on Twitter, and I never got like
that's as far as they're
going. The truth is, a lot of my best friends from home who aren't in the industry in any way do not have real social media. Like, in a real way. My closest friends don't really have it. If they have one, it's honestly just to keep an eye on what I'm doing. They don't really have...
They don't actually tweet.
Don't put anything up.
Or Facebook, no photos.
But y'all have that feeling ever where you're like, you haven't been on your phone for a minute, mm-hmm. and then you're like, oh my, so excited to look at my phone. And I get all like hyped up to grab my phone, then I pick it up.
Now, I definitely like, have this.
What am I looking for on here?
This happened to me the other day. Mm-hmm. I had a break. Selassie was sleeping. Jazz is sleeping. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do. I turn on the TV because I'm like, I want to see sports highlights.
Yes.
I haven't actually sat and watched ESPN sports highlights. I want to see top 10.
Right.
Nothing was on. Mm-hmm. They were showing some rando college, I don't know what it was. I was like, I guess I'll just pick up my phone. For, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have the only shows I have, I watch with my lady. So I don't even have my own shows.
Right, you don't have a show that you can watch. So you're like, oh, I'll scroll my phone.
I'll just pick up my phone.
And my problem is, then it goes deeper than that, is that I also find that a lot of times my time scrolling the phone doesn't end up being positive. I find myself feeling negative feelings. I've said this before, and I know it doesn't paint me in the best light, but if I'm honest with y'all. I find myself, because of social media, sometimes out of whatever weird insecurities I have, hating on people who I love. Who in real life I root for. If they were to tell me, hey, guess what I did? I'd go, oh, what? And they'd tell me and I'd go, oh, man, bro, that's great. Congrats. But when it pops up on my feed, the constant show-off feed, I'm like, man, get out of here with this. Nobody wants to see you showing off your fake perfect life.
No wonder you were mad that I posted Selassie's 1 month old yesterday.
I was like,
look at his beautiful baby. Get this beautiful baby out of my face.
I just said come with new context. I'd already been celebrating.
Oh, I was late.
Man, Jazz, we gotta be quick. Our Selassie content comes from Jazz. No one's worried about you with the Selassie content.
Yo, it's crazy out here. Let's go to Preston. Preston's got a call. Preston, what would you like to contribute to this conversation? Do you find yourself scrolling on socials, or what's the deal?
The only time I'm scrolling on the socials is when I'm dropping the kids off at the pool. But other than that, I think we got good control. I think it's an age thing. I think my wife and I, we don't really use the phone in the bed when it's time to go to bed. We'll, like, watch a TV show or something like that. No phones during dinner time, nothing.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Now that you're calling and saying this, I want you to pay a little bit closer attention, because I'll tell you, as human beings, we're liars.
That's right.
We don't really know what we're doing. It's not because it's not a conscious thought.
Right.
Right? So, Preston, now the challenge is, let me actually pay attention to how many times throughout the day I'm picking up this phone, I'm scrolling, or it's an actual issue. Because if you're not conscious of it being an issue, why would you have even thought about when the phone actually gets picked up, or if it gets picked up?
Because we've had plenty of conversations about it. We used to be into it. And my other part is I use the phone a lot for work. So in the afternoon when you get home, I'm really looking forward to putting the damn thing down.
Yo, I hate you. Thank you.
Good for you, bro.
I'll tell you what I do relate to. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. At home, we listen to music sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I find myself, A, I don't talk a lot at home. Mm-hmm. And B, I don't listen to a lot of music at home.
Same.
I know, which is kind of annoying.
Family will come to my house and be like, yo, you're so quiet. And I mean, I talked all week. Like, I don't really have anything to talk about.
Yeah, well, I would say that is true of you in general. You're not as talkative when you're not here. Like, I go. Natalie's favorite joke about me is that I never stop. Like, just the beginning. This, by the way, her favorite joke. I'm going to be dealing with this joke until I'm 90 years old. We'll be, anytime a situation comes up and I start talking, she'll just look at me and be like, Peter loves to talk.
My lady likes to say I talk too loud. Why are you so loud?
No, you are loud. She's right, but you don't talk a lot. You just loud.
I'm loud. She's like, it's because you're on the radio and you talk loud. I'm like, is that why, or am I just loud?
And I know you'll make fun of me for this, but in terms of not listening to music thing, I bought my lady a record player that was at her old office for a long time. I brought it back to the house and I connected it via Bluetooth. So now I actually play a lot of records in the house.
But you have a jukebox.
Yeah.
I'm such a nerd, though, that I run the Bluetooth from my record player through the jukebox.
All right, bro.
You know what? That's a lot.
I play full-length albums through the jukebox. Right. But I need the physical thing, because honestly, the experience of listening to, like, streaming music just doesn't really hit me in the same way.
I mean, you're a collector, too. Like,
I take it for granted.
How about
I don't
this?
Listen
to- I don't even have any nice speakers in my home. There's not a sound system in my home.
But you don't have anymore, the surround sound from the TV?
Well, I use what are those things called? The HomePods, the Apple HomePods. They just Bluetooth to your Apple box and the surround sounds
right.
Fine.
Right, they're cool, but it's not good. The same. Yo, when you used to use your parents' stereo back in the day?
Yeah, that was different. You had to push the little metal magnet, open up the glass.
Go ahead,
I'm a DJ. I'm a music guy. Yeah. I said, no, I got to have speakers. I have Sonos in my house, inside and out.
Yeah, you're trash, bro. All due respect.
Why?
The Sonos thing. Sonos is cool, man. It's cool.
Before you trash your Sonos, I never use it.
Right. I knew that's where you was going.
I don't use it.
But by the way, Cass, I only have Sonos in my, for the most part, as well. I'm just saying it's not the same as back in the day. You had the real speakers in the house.
Well, I have that, too. Guess what?
Don't use them?
Don't use them.
Let's go to Chanel. Chanel's here. Is there a phone problem in your house, or are you one of the people listening right now that doesn't even use social media?
So I use social media all the time. I'm on Instagram, but my boyfriend and I, he spends a lot of time together, and he's always on his phone.
You said your boyfriend's constantly on his phone.
Constantly. Like, even when we're watching a movie, he can barely put the phone down. The movie would have to really pique his interest for his phone to stay down.
That's a problem. There are kids who will not watch a movie.
Thank you, Chanel.
Literally will not watch a movie.
Without a phone or iPad.
There are kids out there who will tell you they've never watched a movie.
Say words.
I can't.
So I've heard that. I've never watched a movie.
And now that you mentioned that was a report this morning on 1010 Wednesday saying that a lot of these streaming places and content providers have issues because kids just not watching movies. They're just scrolling on their phone.
They only want
YouTube.
The clip. That's all there is clips.
Wow, we haven't gotten any calls where people have absolutely no social media.
Let's see. Let's go to Boogie. Boogie, what do you want to say about your wife and the phone?
Yeah, so I don't really use social media. My wife uses it a lot. And she's constantly scrolling. She'll be on the phone nonstop. We could be watching a movie. She'll be like, yo, I'm tired. I'm going up to sleep. I go up an hour later. She's on her phone scrolling.
Or congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah. So annoying. It's so annoying, right? Yeah. You're like, damn, babe, we were watching a movie together, and now you're just scrolling on your phone? Why?
Exactly. So she ODs. I'll wake up to use the bathroom at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I turn to my right. She's on the phone. I'm like,
bro.
This is regular,
tired,
bro.
Like, what's good?
Nah. I would be concerned. Yeah. That would irritate
that's
me.
That's regular. Thanks, Laura, you're dealing with this,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's my man. Ricardo all day. Like 2, 3 in the morning, he's up scrolling.
What?
And I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, I can't sleep. Well, because you're staring at the phone, light. Right. You're staring at your phone.
Looking for stimulation. You can't, looking for stimulation. But if you're trying to sleep, you know what you shouldn't look for?
Stimulation.
Bro.
Yo, you know what I like?
I wake up to like 10
exactly.
Because that's what you're doing right before you go to sleep. You're looking for something to make you laugh. Or that's interesting that's going to sleep.
You're supposed to be we're trying to go to sleep. We're supposed to be winding down.
Right. That's sort of what I like about the old man move with the glasses now. Once I take the glasses off,
you can't even see that good.
It's like I could see, but it's not great. And am I gonna put the effort to put the glasses back on?
No.
Once I take these off, it's like it's done. I'm going.
Yeah, you know what? I need glasses.
Right. It'll put you to bed. I gotta take these off. I'm going to sleep.
Go ahead, Cass.
Now, Rosenberg, what about sharing social media? Like, so my wife and I, I don't know how this happened, but this is what we do now.
Yeah, mine too.
Like, I'll spend all day. Like, let's say I'm on the phone all day. I'll see videos or like videos, whatever. I'll save them. And then at night, we just sit there and share videos.
We
back
do
and
that.
Forth. Like, yo, watch this. Yo, but watch this.
We do that
yo,
all
but
day.
Watch this.
Matter of fact, but right now, sidebar, tangent.
Yes.
Have you noticed that when you share an Instagram clip, is this happening, y'all? You share it in text, you click on the clip that somebody sent to you, it takes you to somewhere else in Instagram, it doesn't take you to the clip.
You should just share them in DMs. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest way to
do it. Is that what they're trying to force us to do? Probably?
I don't know, but that's what my wife, I'll wake up, I will sometimes look, and I'm like, babe, you sent me 15 different clips.
Yeah, it's
I
can't the easiest get
through
way, right?
How many dog videos can I get through today?
I know.
Let's go to Simcest, I think is how you say your name. Simcest, am I saying it right? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Simcest? Am I pronouncing your name right?
No, it's Tempest.
Tempest.
They spelled that C-E-M-C-E-S-T.
Okay, Sempsis.
He just came here. It's T. Yeah, Tempest Bledsoe, like that.
Okay, Tempest, talk to us.
The storm. So basically, I do have social media, but being a senior property manager, I have so much going on during my, doing business hours, so I'm not able to pick up my phone and look at social media, look at Instagram and Facebook. So I get my colleagues or my peers constantly saying, girl, did you see that? Did you see that on Facebook? I'm like, no.
No.
I'm busy. I don't have a chance. So hey, I usually get to scroll at night.
Well, according to what we're finding out and what we've talked about many times on this show, good for you. It's probably helping you that you got something better to do. Because if you think about, here's the other part. If you don't think your social media is a problem, start clocking how much time you actually waste.
That's right.
Yeah.
In a day on social where you could have been doing something, achieving one of your other goals.
Now, how about this? I mean, when you have that moment when you go, when someone passes away in your life, and you're like, yo, think about the time I wasted scrolling. I could have picked up the phone and called my mom. Yo, you're never getting that time back. And you were scrolling, seeing other people's lives.
And not living your own.
And I'm not judging you, by the way, because I'm blessed my parents are both here. But the idea that
Ebony just hung up on us. She wanted to tell us she doesn't even have social media. She don't even have time to hold. That's who I was.
Yo, she's so busy, she can't even have a phone near her. But yeah, we waste a lot of time with this thing, man. It's poison.
Ever,
it's addictive.
Ever, good morning. We're talking social media. Do you have a problem in your home with social media? Or maybe you're one of the few people on planet Earth. I know we got a lot of them listening who don't even have social media.
All right, good morning, guys. I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning with my son. He's in the car with me on the way to school.
Hey.
Hi. Hey,
man.
I love listening to you.
Thank you. What's your name, little bro? Or little
Mason.
Lady? What is it?
Mason.
Mason?
Hey.
What up, Mason?
So, Ever, what did you want to tell us?
So, guys, look, like, I decided to completely go off the grid with social media about a year and a half ago now.
Okay.
And to be honest, I feel so liberated. I have no temptation of like, I need to post something now because I don't want people to think I'm not doing anything in life. I'm not looking at people's, posts, annoying posts about things that don't make sense, because you realize when you keep looking at these posts, it really changes the way you think about life in a way.
It definitely shapes your perception of the world, the perception of yourself.
No, and bro, how about this? What's your name again?
Ever.
How about this, Ever? Yes. How about when you wake up, and now you're off of it, good for you. When you're not, a lot of us wake up, first thing we do is grab our phone. Mm-hmm. So before we have our own natural thought that day, we're starting off with someone else's thoughts, their own mood.
Forgot your dream. You don't even know what you slept. What you dreamt of.
Ever, the beauty of it. Now, talk about your son that you get to listen to the radio with us all the time, because I'm sure he helped contribute to you getting off social media to spend more time with him.
Yes, you know what? Like, especially when he was, because right now he's 9. When he was younger, I realized I felt really bad and guilty just being on my phone while he's playing, and I'm like, this feels nasty. Like, I want to get off of this. This is not what I wanted. Be doing right now. And it really pisses me off whenever I see other parents on their phone and then their kids are just like running around, like they're not paying attention to their kids. It's like, what are you doing? Put your phone down. Like, look, enjoy this moment right here.
They're tired of their kids. Let's be honest. Let's keep it real. Evan. Mason, little Mason in the back seat. We love you, bro. But
Nathan.
We love you, bro, but yeah, no, sometimes parents be running to their phones because them kids is wearing you out. You're trying to get somewhere else. Like, that's a super fact, but it's still also...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You're like, yo, this kid is wearing me out.
I have a friend who told me he was like sitting there and he realized how often his kid was going like, dad, and pulling at the phone. And he was like, what am I doing? And it changed him. He was like... I need to stop this. Like, one day your kids aren't babies anymore, and you would do anything to get to be with them as a baby again.
That's facts.
And you spent time looking at literally random posts that mean nothing to you.
things that are important.
And I'm going
to
tell you the most terrible thing about my phone is I do literally everything on my phone.
That's the hard part.
So I do business emails on my phone. Mm-hmm. I respond to texts on my phone. Mm-hmm. I have conference calls, video conference calls on my phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The laptop could be sitting right next to me. I would rather just put my phone down.
See, but that's part of what I want to do when if I start using a more simple phone, is that at least when I'm going to text or I have to make a commitment. I'm going to get up. Like, I'm going to even be more present for that is my hope. I'm going to go into the office. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take a call. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm going to walk away. Mm-hmm. That's my hope, at least. We'll see.
We'll see if it works. At least you're making the attempt.
I'm going to try.
Nice. The gurus are next. Yo, Muhammad, couldn't get to your call. Thank you for calling. He says his wife stays on the phone. Allison, her boyfriend's on social media and she needs tips. Maybe we should take that call. Allison, before we get to the guru, the tip I have for you, I'm not a guru. Break up with him.
Oh, my God, bro. Yo, let me get Allison,
you there?
Hi. I'm here.
You don't want to break up with him.
That is the love of my life.
All right. Damn. Well, guess what? You wouldn't have to deal with his social media anymore.
What's the problem with his social media, though? He's just on it all the time?
Well, he's a big TikTok person, and I'm not. So I feel like you guys, I'm getting reels constantly of, like, TikToks that he wants to show me. And he comes home looking forward to show me these TikToks some days, and I'm just, like, not into it. I'm like, okay, I'll sit here, I'll watch him. But then when it comes to bedtime, like, we're laid up in bed, it's time to go to bed, and he's scrolling on TikTok, like, and it never ends.
Break up
and
with
sometimes
him.
Sometimes I have to, like, look over, like,
Allison, give him an ultimatum. Our relationship or TikTok?
Don't listen to you, bro.
Burn it down.
This is not the guru session.
No, this is not the guru, Allison. Don't ignore him. But you could stand to have a real, like, come to Jesus moment with him, though, and be like, this is just, like, not going to work for me. Like, you got to put this inside. Yeah, I get it. You like TikTok. Make time for it. But, like, I don't want to see your TikToks all day. I'm sorry.
Facts.
Yes, and I just want to say before I let you guys go, we listen to you every morning. He does too. We both work for National Grid. And, you know, we just love your show every morning. The Gurus is definitely something we hit each other up and we're like, are you listening?
That's way better than TikTok.
See?
But at least let him know that Ebro, if you want to use it, just say Ebro told me to break up with you unless you pay
for
it.
And we say
he's already listening.
Don't do that.
He's not a guru.
He's got to draw a line. Got to draw a line.
Thank you, Allison.
The Gurus are next. Thanks, Allison.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, we've been giving away money starting today. It's called Beat the Buzzer. What you do is you say stop on the amount of money that you think sounds good to you before the buzzer sounds. You get paid. Plus, you get Summer Jam tickets. We're going to do that after the Gurus immediately next. So you might want to get on the lines. And your next opportunity to do that here at this radio station is 12 noon, then 3 p.m., and then 5 p.m. I'm not quite sure who broadcasts during those times, according to the New York Post, but somebody will be there to help you beat the buzzer. Let's get to the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
The gurus
unite. That's what we do.
To shine the light.
Bring you out of the darkness and into the light.
Burn the sage, Shani.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Rosenberg. Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the Guritos.
Zen.
So many people. So many people come to the Gurus.
Zen. That's right.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
That's right.
Send your email today. By the way, I just read another email I'm not going to do on the air. But, like, it was someone, she was asking for help. She was like, I don't even know if I need this on the air. I just want advice. And then she started rolling into, like, just an incredibly upsetting email about, like, the abuse that she's getting. And I just want to be clear that the Gurus, it's a fun segment that we do. We try to guide people. If you're writing us about, like, legitimate danger and criminal behavior by your spouse or yourself, we can't do that's, very much.
It's
there.
Beyond advice at that point.
That's beyond advice. And, like, the what she was writing about sounded so physically abusive.
Oh, no.
That it's, like, it made me feel horrible for her. And if she's hearing this right now, she'll know because she sent the email recently. But that, yeah, you need to pursue this legally and get help and support from the people around you who can love you and take care of you.
That's right.
And our advice, if someone's physically harming you, is always going to be to remove yourself from the physical harm in any way that you can.
That's a fact.
That is always going to be what their advice is. But let's tone it down a bit today.
Okay.
Something a little more basic. Something we've dealt with before. But it's worth repeating because it's such a common. It's a story as old as time.
All right.
Dear Gurus, I'm a 33-year-old woman. I've been best friends with this guy for about 2 years. He's 35. In the beginning, he wanted more, but I was just out of a relationship, so I didn't feel the same. Nevertheless, we became very good friends and have hung out a lot over the last few years. He just started dating someone about 4 months ago. And now I'm starting to think I like him more than a friend.
Here she come. Here we go.
We've both joked that I'm jealous of his new relationship, but he doesn't know how I feel. I've been asking myself if I now only want him because he's unavailable.
That's right.
Or if I've had these feelings all along.
Nope.
I'm a bit confused. Any help? Many thanks. Love all the work you guys do. P.S. The first time me and this guy hung out was at Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Yeah, no, you know what the issue is. This is, if you want to see if it's not about what you think it might be, which is him being unavailable, then wait until he becomes available. See how you feel.
That's it.
It's the only option you got.
Don't meddle in his relationship, though.
Yeah. When they first met, they were both single.
She was fresh out of a relationship.
Fresh out.
He was interested. She was like, no, I'm just out of a relationship. Then they're friends. The whole time y'all are friends. Now you're not fresh out of the relationship. You still weren't interested.
Right.
Then he meets someone else. Now you're interested.
People will play in your face, bro. Yeah. They will play in your face.
And then here
go
the plot twist. She didn't even think it all the way through. So hypothetically, number two is your answer. You're going to now let him know how you feel. Mm-hmm. And you're going to meddle in this new relationship that he has. You want to mess it up. And let's say he does cheat on his new relationship with you. Mm-hmm. You still won't want him. You know why? Because he cheated. And so if y'all end up being together, you'll never trust him anyway.
Exactly. There's a no-win situation.
Did she say that they make fun of the fact that she might like him?
That she might be jealous of the relationship.
She has told him already.
She's
kind of feeling you. So yo, now you're playing with the dude's emotions.
Yo, playing in his face. And it's so raggedy because he told you how he felt.
Early.
She just, you know what it is,
and
too?
Now you whispering to him, I think I'm jealous.
She put him in that friend zone. So you know what it is, when you're in that friend zone, you get certain benefits. Now she's not getting those benefits anymore.
Yeah,
she's
missing conversations that. Is no
she's missing that.
So I'm going to tell you, girl, I don't know if dudes do this. I've never dated a dude, but girls will play in your face. They will play in your face. And then they just want, it's a power dynamic that they want a lot
people,
of times.
It's people, bro, because it's happening
to me. Dudes do it too?
Yeah,
dudes do it too? Okay. But it's a power dynamic. It's really just about being able to see if they can play with you.
Yeah.
The way they want to on their terms when it's convenient for them.
Yeah.
If you truly care about him as a person, leave him alone.
That's facts. Leave that man alone.
Let him go through his relationship. And if it works out well, then that's what was meant to be for him. But if it doesn't, let it be because it happened on their terms.
Yeah. That's right.
Because it didn't work out for them as a couple, not because you were meddling in it.
There you go.
You don't really want him.
No.
Or, you know, or for the sake of this segment to be interesting, meddle in the relationship.
Here we go.
Write us back so we can talk about it.
There you go.
No, don't be messy, man. Stay away and let him have his relationship the way it's intended to be.
Right. And oh yeah, take this with you.
Congratulations.
Oh, you played
so
say
the guru.
And one of these.
Say the guru.
LL Jay. Cool Jay.
Hold on.
LL Jay. Hebrew in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No weakness.
All right, it is time to beat the buzzer, and I'm not quite sure if anybody has actually answered the phone lines. I don't know what y'all been doing out there. I think we need to have phone line training. Because we've been waiting for calls for how long? And why don't we have somebody on hold ready to beat the buzzer?
LLJ Cool J,
what are y'all doing out there? Call right now.
Huh?
You guys listen?
Yes.
Okay. About 10 minutes ago.
Wait, are they coming in?
He was dealing with something.
But aren't there four people out there?
Yeah, it's like a joke. How many radio station lackeys do one need to get one phone call?
Lackey.
Sorry, I couldn't find the word.
All right, look, the phones are blowing up. Let's go. Man.
Keisha, good morning. You ready to beat the buzzer, Keisha, in New Brunswick, New Jersey? Aye, now you know what to do.
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to pick up the pattern here so I could cheat and we can get this money, okay? But it's only the second time we playing, so we kind of all flying blind here. Here we go. It is time for Keisha to beat the buzzer.
Come on, Keisha, come on.
$500. $600.
Keisha.
$700.
Keisha.
$200. Damn.
You was late, bro. That joint said 200.
Dang.
You missed the 700, bro.
She did, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was you waiting on, man?
Should we review the tape?
She heard it, too.
I heard the 200. She heard it. She knows she played herself.
No, I heard the 700, though.
Yeah, but you said stop on the 200, Keisha. You played yourself. Come on, fam. But either way, you're going to Summer Jam. There you go, $200 you didn't have before. Hang on, Keisha, we'll get you paid.
And Summer Jam tickets.
And Summer Jam tickets. See Doja Cat, Offset, 4-1, which is out of Brooklyn, Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, Tata, Method Man, Red Man, Sexy Red, Davido will be at Summer Jam.
Shout out to Africa.
So we always say Davido. That is the way.
Yeah, is it?
It's Davido.
It is Davido.
His name is Davido. First of all, his name's David. The O part comes because, you know, in West Africa or specifically Nigeria, they add an O to things sometimes. Like, you old, it's old. They
put
an O. So it was David.
But the question is, do we go David O? So we go David O.
But I think some people say David because it's more their accent.
David O.
I've been saying David O because I thought that's what it was.
I think it works.
Because it feels like it should be.
Because David is David.
It's really all.
David O sounds like somebody from Wisconsin.
Davido.
And then before it almost becomes Tommy DeVito. Is what you're saying.
Hey, it's David O.
It's David O.
Yo, Davido.
Yay. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, it's David O. Where was this going, this beat the buzzer? Let's see.
$100. $100.
It's going down.
$650. $675.
Damn, I tried to get it at six and the 700. She landed on 200. It could have came back around, but listen, don't play around. Don't F around and find out. Right. Let's beat the buzzer. Your next chance to win is at 12 noon. On the way right now, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Also, can we give a happy birthday to DJ Premier?
Wow.
Primo.
We love you, man. The GOAT. The GOAT Primo.
All right, guys. So Schoolboy Q sat down with our friend Nori for Drink Champs. And this clip was very interesting because he's promoting his new album, Blue Lips. But this clip is where he's basically calling out rappers who put themselves in danger by checking in. Listen to this.
There's been rumors that L.A. is probably one of the most dangerous places for rappers. Do you believe that's true?
Yeah. Wow. Because, I mean, everybody be checking in. That's your favorite thing to do. Check in with somebody that's going to rob your stupid ass.
But,
yo, you think that guy, the guy that you don't know. in California got your back. The guy that got beef with other hoods and all this, you checking in to that dude. Right. Bro, just go to the hotel, get you something to eat, go back to the hotel.
Do your business.
Go have some fun. Right. Where it's fun, where are you? Why do you want to go over there?
Right.
For what? Right. Don't call me.
Right.
Oh, it's a... be having a nerve to call me sometime. Like, right. What are you talking about, bro? I'm playing video games. My daughter got a soccer game tomorrow, bro. Grow the fuck up. Like, I'm not about to drive over here to Beverly Hills.
Yo, that's super facts.
You go to places where you don't really know people that well, but think they got your back. When you come to town, they ain't gonna rob you.
Yeah, that whole
that's the word.
But that whole check-in idea, yeah. It's only relevant and only, I feel like you'd only think that was a good idea if when you go to places, you also feel the need to like show off and stunt. If you're just going there to do your work and sleep at your hotel, no one knows
you're
there.
Well, it's an old street concept where if you're going into somebody else's hood, and I'm actually going into your hood that you do business, street business, whatever, I'm checking in so that it's okay for me to come to your hood.
Right, but why?
Your neighborhood where, you know, unsavory things take place, right, and I was going to do unsavory things in the street, and I want to pass.
But you don't have to check in at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
No.
You can just go.
You're
sleep.
Just a tourist,
except
bro.
At the front desk.
You're just a tourist.
Oh, yeah, you check in. You check in with your bags at the front desk, and you valet the car, and you go to bed.
Yeah.
My favorite part is, like, my daughter has a soccer game tomorrow. Like, I'm not wasting my time.
Facto.
Anyway, shout out to Nori and Drink Champs. But that's your Flash and Light Report. Time is 8:53. A high of 42 degrees, mostly clear, and alternate side parking is in effect.
If you missed, congratulations, you played yourself. I'm giving myself the button. I paid $8,000 yesterday to get my registration unsuspended courtesy of Port Authority.
We'll repeat your...
And...
LLJ Cool J.
And to the lady on the phone.
LLJ Cool J.
And also...
Bitch!
Sorry,
no!
She took $8,000 from me. You know you could have cut a deal.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.